Gross, I just burped into the mic, I'm sorry.
How's it smell, listeners?
It smells like refried beans and hot sauce. Something I lovingly call Uncle Max's bean slop.
You refer to yourself as Uncle Max?
Occasionally.
Who are your nieces and nephews?
I actually have two nephews. Well, step nephews, but I do. But
do you make it for them?
No.
You should.
Uncle Max is a character I've been working on since high school. It's like it's my violent, degenerate old man who's also an entrepreneur.
See, my personality is just fun uncle that's tired all the time.
Yeah, that's no. Uncle Max is like, he owns a lot of businesses, like Uncle Max's Wood Finish Emporium.
You're rich.
Ladies Drink Free. Uncle Max's Yarn Barn.
Yarn Barn.
Uncle Max's Transportation Station. Uncle Max just wants to see his kids again.
But he only has times for his nieces and nephews.
That's right. No, when my stepdad, when he had his first grandson, he actually was like holding the baby, and he's like, "This is Uncle Max," and I was like, "Fuck yeah!" It's been years in the making.
I being uncle's cool. I'm an uncle as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's
biologically.
Biologically, my two oldest sisters have children. It's great.
How many uncles are you?
I am thrice an uncle.
Thrice an uncle. Wow.
Thrice an uncle.
How old are they?
Two or two and a half. And one is 9 months.
That's awesome.
Not over 11 months now, because it's January. It's December. He was born in. Well, it's he's almost a year when
wow.
You're listening to this.
Oh, yeah.
We're recording. What is today?
The 18th
of December. This is coming out January 3rd.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. Happy New Year. I hope your holidays were great.
Yeah. You didn't have any New Year's Eve letdowns.
Yeah, I hope the war on Christmas didn't leave your family in shambles. I hope there's no casualties.
We're recording for the third time in 4 days.
Yes, we are.
Because we are traveling for the holidays, but we are so dedicated to keeping this train chugging along.
Yeah.
That we're pre-recording as we normally do, but way further in advance.
Which, when I listen to podcasts and they do a pre-record session, I'm like, I feel for them, but sometimes they drop the ball. And now that we're doing this, I'm like, this is a lot of work. Especially considering we live where me and Connor live, there's no easy way to get between us despite us being about a mile away. So you pretty much just walk.
Yeah, you can walk, or it takes us about the same amount of time to catch the subway and walk.
Yeah. And it's just kind of a pain. So it's like every time we do this, it's like, it's an effort.
Yeah. And I think the third time in 4 days, because we're switching off for whose house we're recording at.
We're back here with Pickles at my place.
We are. Oh, Pickles is licking it himself.
His hand.
His.
Not his butt. Don't worry.
But with this one, we're again doing something different.
Yeah.
We're going to do something short because the work is now stacking up and we're going home for the holidays.
Yeah.
To see family.
Yeah, so this is episode 12 now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow, we're doing pretty well.
And
getting up there.
I came up with a pitch, and I've called it this format, Hindsight is 2020.
That was good. He said that a couple days ago, and I knew he was going to say it now.
Because because everyone's going to be saying that already.
Yeah.
Everyone's already said that.
You know what we haven't done?
What?
Said, welcome to Small Town Radio. I think we should go retro. We should put the theme music way earlier than that.
Oh, I'm going to cut a lot of stuff out at the beginning.
I see how you feel about it.
Yeah.
I see how you feel. Okay. I guess the listeners don't want to know how many uncles you are.
Thrice.
Thrice an uncle.
Well, that's
Thrice an uncle is like a weird title. Like when you say that, those words together, like that's like a edgy tattoo you would have across your shoulders, like thrice an uncle.
I think that's about my edge, yeah.
Yeah. Thrice an uncle, once a killer. Whoa. That's a book title right there.
Did I tell you about this book I saw at Barnes & Noble that was titled aptly, Don't Judge a Book by Its Murder?
That's incredible.
I wanted to read the book, but I didn't buy it.
I feel like that's such an eye catcher.
Yeah.
Like But I also feel like that author, I could be wrong, don't sue me. I feel like that's that author's first book, and they're like, what can I do to really grab people's attention?
Oh yeah. I didn't read any of it or even the back cover. I learned nothing about this book. I just looked at it and went, young adult.
Oh, it's in the young adult section.
I did not register which section it was. I just looked at the cover. I was looking around Barnes & Noble just for like various
You
reasons.
Being the guy who was like, I read a whole Harry Potter book over Thanksgiving break and I'm proud of it, was like no to a young adult book.
Well, welcome to our podcast. Yeah. As a New Year special gift to you all, my name is Connor.
Ooh, my goodness.
Don't get used to it.
Oh, that felt good.
What's your name?
I'm Maxim.
Oh, we're our host.
Yeah, we're the host of this show. Like you said, this week is going to be a little different. This is also a gift to us because we've recorded so many times this week.
Yes.
We're going to take a little breaksy poo, and we decided to have an episode of meditation and reflection on the show so far.
Look back, look forward. Hindsight 2020, vision forward 2030.
We're really going to circle back and touch base to level up and change the game.
Circle the wagons?
We're going to circle the wagons to climb the mountains.
To the sea, shiny sea.
And establish the township.
So, before we get into that, you can find us on at ST Radio Podcast. Mm-hmm. Pod.
Mm-hmm. Yep. ST Radio Pod.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
You can send us an email with your town suggestions for this upcoming year, this current year, to smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com. Comment, subscribe, all that stuff.
Listen, compliment.
Listen. Oh, that's
message.
A good one. We've never told people to do that.
Please listen.
Yeah.
Please listen closely. There might be some Easter eggs in the background, such as a cat or a police siren or someone dropping something.
Yeah. So, like we said, where this is looking forward, looking back, kind of looking. So, I realized the other day. Mm-hmm. That we've talked loosely, like we know what our podcast is about, and people have come up and asked for our more or less elevator pitch, but we don't have anything written out.
Right.
So we both have something written out for an elevator pitch that we can then turn into what we'd actually put on like a website or whatever.
It's terrifying because I've been trapped in an elevator with someone. They're like, oh, you do a podcast? I'm like, yeah. They're like, what's it about? And then I have 27 floors of a panic attack. And then at the top, I'm like, bah, 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 you just have to listen.
Well, I'd say this podcast is fairly self-explanatory in the name.
I think it once you listen to an episode, you're like, oh, yeah, that's I totally get what they're doing with that. But if you haven't listened, which most of you have.
I'd say the world, well, everyone who's listening now, but in the world population, I'd say most people have not.
Oh my gosh.
We're not at the 3.5 billion mark yet. 3.75. I don't know how big. That's half the world.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's not the whole world. Come on. Yeah. No, there's like 8 billion people.
Almost. Right? It's over 7. I don't think we've hit 8.
It's pretty close to 8.
Oh, geez.
It grows with every minute and every second we grow slower to death, closer to death.
Well, that's always been true.
7.8 billion people this
Yikes.
Month.
So, you ever like wish for a plague to help out the cause when you go, as long as it's not me? You ever think about that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
I really like Judge Dredd. The 80s movie, and I don't really like the movie. I like the concept of the movie, where it's just like everyone lives in these like horrible mega cities, and there's just riots all the time, and like anything goes. Kind of cool.
Like, what's it called? That movie where there's no laws for 24 hours.
Oh, The Purge?
Yeah. That's terrifying.
I don't think we should have a purge.
Oh, I agree. I am against
of the
purge.
Two of us in this podcast, you would think that I'm pro purge and Connor's not, but actually Connor is pro purge and I am not.
I'm very good at hiding.
We're gonna have 24 hours where everyone plays hide and seek, except if you get found, they get to kill you.
Who is they? If we're all hiding.
One appointed person who is quote unquote it. And they'll be elected by the people. And like, you know, some people are like, the person who's it, we should vote for them to be a very fit, very athletic, very aggressive individual. And then there's going to be other people who are like, I want a 600-pound immobile person who can't kill any of us.
Well, that's right. We have a democracy.
If you're listening and you're 600 pounds, I just want to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to body shame. I'm sure you could kill as many people as you wanted to.
Where's Alex when you need him?
I know, I'm really on one today.
I feel like he would swoop in. Okay, so we have pitches.
Elevator pitches.
Do you want to share your... Do you want me to share mine first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. It's a lot like what we write in the description. So I have written out, small town radio is two New York City comedians, Maxim Allen, that's you, and Karnik Fietjen, that's me, talking about small towns around the world, but mostly America. The show highlights the history and present-day life of towns throughout through fun facts and with banter. With more people than ever flocking to cities, it's nice to remember how hypocritical two podcast hosts can be for inspiring nostalgia for small town life.
I like that. I like that last bit. That's funny.
Thank you. What about your name and my name? Do you like those, that piece?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, your name is definitely in there. So mine, I have a kind of a tagline and the elevator pitch.
Okay? Oh.
So the tagline, if we just want to say it, as like a theme or like whatever, if we were to do a live show, we'd say, this is Small Town Radio, the show with the biggest facts about the smallest places.
I like it.
It's cute, huh?
Yeah.
It's like quick and it's easy. And then my kind of nutshell summary here is a show where Connor and Maxim learn about small towns around the world. And then in parentheses, USA and Canada right now, but we'll expand. Mm-hmm. We learn about interesting history, weird geography, and hilarious celebrations that take place in areas that are often overlooked.
I like that. I like how you list more things than me, because I couldn't think of... Because we talk about some history, we talk about some present-day life. Mm-hmm. I like that middle sentence a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like interesting history, weird geography, and hilarious celebrations.
Yeah.
I think we could find a good middle ground.
I think
here.
We keep the, because you both have our names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely have that.
We both have where we're talking about.
Yeah.
And then we have what we're talking about. That's
what we're talking about. And then I like your nostalgia line at the end.
So how about this? Because I feel like this is a little bit of a snooze.
This is definitely a snooze.
how about we have what we have. And we Frankenstein this, Dr. Frankenstein this behind the scenes, mm-hmm. and come back next time.
Behind the, I like it.
So they don't
tune in January 10th. There's to nothing, find out what is going to happen almost a full month from now.
There's nothing more auditorially stimulating than watching people talk about words they might type.
Yeah, that's good shit right there.
Cool. Okay,
good work, team.
So that's a little bit of like the looking back, a little bit of looking forward. The next thing we have on our mix up episode is a recap our biggest takeaways from podcasting so far. So this is an inside look for people who want a podcast like ourselves.
Yeah, if we're your idols, please.
Or your closely. Immunity idols, Survivor.
Haven't watched Survivor
ever?
No.
I feel like You might have watched it.
I feel like I've seen like a little bit in passing, but I never sat down and watched Survivor.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, what have you? You're the newbie to podcasting. What do you feel like you've taken away so far?
So one thing I really appreciate is the equipment that you introduced me to is very mobile and very compact and just like easy. Like I could fit this whole podcast setup in a duffel bag.
Mm-hmm. Very easily.
And like that's something I really like. So if we were gonna go like more high fidelity, we would obviously want a studio and a more permanent stationary setup. but I always wanted to start a podcast that was very mobile, that I could like bring around places. And like, I didn't think I would have a permanent co-host, so this kind of changes things a little bit, but it's kind of nice to have like a portable system where I can, like, I got everything that Connor has, essentially. And so we have two setups. We got one at my place, one at his place. If we need an extra mic, I can bring one over there. It's nice to have like that tear down ability and that flexibility with the equipment. So that's something that I really appreciate there. I still have to learn like the program for audio editing. I'm going to try a couple other ones out as well once I kind of get the one we use down. It's good to learn about just like taking like room noise, making sure your voice levels are correct. So that's, I'm just learning a lot about podcasting. Like it's hard because I looked up, I try to do research before I met you on like how to start a podcast. And the problem is there's so much, and the way to have a podcast setup is so subjective, and there's a million ways to it. It's almost just better just to team up with someone who kind of already has a picture of what they're doing and then start building your knowledge base from there, because...
Yeah, this setup, we have a Zoom H6 and then two dynamic processing microphones. That's it. Well, we have four now and two H6s, but that's all split between us. But this, I initially was in the same boat as you, and I had bought all the, I'd bought the mixer, I'd bought the headphone amplifier, headphone preamp, and the microphones, all that stuff. And it was a little bit more bulky to move around. And then my buddy, Matt Gady, bought equipment very similar to this and showed me how you could actually plug it into your computer and use the H6 and the H5 as a mixer.
Yeah.
And once I realized that, I was like, oh, this is way smaller, and the fidelity is just as good as a larger mixer with more channels, if not better.
Because it's not like most of the time you're not going to have a podcast with like 16 people on.
No, that's so you can do everything. I feel like in terms of fidelity, a lot of people have said it's very good for what it is. It's really just like the extra noise around and us like holding our microphones rather than having it on a desk or on a stand. That's very, it doesn't take a lot to start a podcast, just a room and an idea.
And I'm sure this is legal, but we also hosted our podcast through Anchor.
Oh yeah,
which we can talk about that. It's totally free. You can just put it up, and Anchor will automatically distribute it to a couple sources. Kind of iffy there.
They still haven't distributed us some places, which I'll follow up with them this week. But
it's a free platform. You get some basic statistics. You get to put your stuff on. It's easy to use. Highly recommend it.
I've recommended it to everyone I've talked to about podcasting.
Yeah. It's good. I like it.
Any other takeaways?
About podcasting, technically, no. But about the podcast, yes.
Okay.
So I think research is there's a fine balance. Because I think we want to have topics where we can have banter and discussion and goof around. But we also really want to learn something. But also, if you learn too much, then it kind of loses momentum. There's like a fine balance between how much research we are doing and how much talking we're doing. And I think I haven't learned the proper ratio yet, but it's something I'm always keeping in mind.
Yeah.
Like when I look this up, is this something that we're both going to talk about? I think I really learned that when I did the episode about Iron Mountain and the Cornish pump, because it was like, clearly I was like, this is really cool for me, but not as interesting of a discussion point as I thought it would be.
Yeah. And if we like, I tend to, my sense of humor does not come from poking fun at other people, and I feel like someone
you nerd, you cop.
Well, I also feel like someone who knows someone really well or has that sense of humor can like recognize that in someone and then poke at that and be like, "Well, that's your thing. That's you would bring up something engineering," and they can do it in a loving way. And I've just never. I always feel mean as a person.
Welcome to Small Town Polite Cast. but that's good. I'm going to finish mine real quick.
Okay.
Write out the pronouncers. Really make an effort to pronounce. I think that's it's a tough one sometimes. Like, it's just, they're so fucking hard. But, like, we want to try our best and, like, do justice these places.
Yeah, pay respects. Give give them the time they deserve.
Right, exactly. And then my final note is I learned that the smallest town was in our hearts all along.
Does that just mean there's no one living there?
Yeah, the smallest town is technically me and you in this New York City bedroom with our headphones on.
And then Centralia with five.
Yeah, next up on the list.
Well, what is it? St. Malo, though.
At zero,
Yeah.
They have a podcast. They have a town podcast as well. It's just silence.
Silence.
Okay, so yeah, those are my takeaways. What about you?
So I got a lot of similar stuff as you. You can do a little with a lot. Like we have, we do, I would say, not a ton of research, a little bit of research, but a little bit goes a long way. And we also have a little bit of equipment, and that goes a long way.
I don't definitely
belabor that point because we just discussed it. Another thing, social media is hard to like keep up with. I oftentimes feel like I want to do something good and like have this whole plan out in my head. Mm-hmm. And then you also, like, I also am looking for more consistent work in the audio field and like go out and do mics. And then I realize what looks like could take 10 minutes, and it might if I get fit quicker with the process, actually takes like 45 minutes, an hour, because you have to plan it out. You have to find the content, you have to cut down the audio, and then you have to export the video.
Yeah.
And so that, that can be a little bit more challenging, and I don't like falling behind the eight ball. And once I do, I get more tired about it. So I don't know. That's something. There's some people who love social media. I, for a long time, didn't have social media, and then I got on it later. And so it just can be a little challenging.
Yeah.
And that's something. I have the skills to like make content.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone forward with it because it's just it can be tough, and it can feel like a lot when you need to post something.
I always try to post on the podcast story. I try to update people when like episodes are coming out or when other people talk about us and just share that.
Yeah.
But I think we should definitely make more of an effort to like get some concrete posts on that.
And it's plans like, and like strategies.
Yeah. I mean, we'll post when we have like guests on the show. Like that's an easy one to do. But we do need to step it up a little bit and just make sure we're getting continual engagement.
Yeah. And that's something I'd like to like take some time when I'm back home and like think about, like, because there's certain things you can do, like the day before we post what's coming out, or like there's plenty of stuff. We don't need to have them listen to it all, but social media is hard. That's one of the takeaways for me. It's like it's hard to keep up with unless you're really into that stuff.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily hurt to over prepare, and it's kind of what you were talking about with pronouncers. Like, it's easy to, for me, because a lot of times like I stumble over things and I poke fun at myself for...
you're an idiot.
It's funny to be dumb.
It's fun to be dumb,
but it's, I feel like it's sometimes sacrificing the like quick laugh for a bigger laugh because you're prepared for it. It's like you're really earning that rather than being like, oh, look at me, aren't I silly?
And those so, improv teachers got to you, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, it's also with me, like, I feel like I'm almost maturing more as a comedian too and realizing like, oh, I can sacrifice this one quick, short chuckle for a longer thing down the line.
Right.
And just making it stronger rather than just hoping for any laugh. Now looking at for the quality of the laugh.
Right.
And it's same with the podcast. So, another takeaway, was give me money to travel.
Ooh.
Yes. That was to all our sponsors,
cool.
The light switches, the deodorants, the waterproof shoes, footwear.
Book us on a live show. We would totally do this live. This would be so easy.
Oh yeah. not this show, our regular show. And
wait, what?
Not this show.
No, this would be easy too.
No, well, this show, yes, but our regular show, not the look back, look forward.
Oh, yeah, no, the regular.
We'll do
format,
that all the time.
Yeah.
We're just going to be reminiscing all the time about the 11 episodes we've done.
Yeah, can you imagine? No, I think honestly, it'd be fun to do a live show where it's a lightning round style, and we just do a little bit more, and we just bring up an audience member at random for every town.
Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting.
It'd be kind of fun. It'd be some good engagement. We get to talk about some, I don't know. That's in the future when we're successful.
Also,
right now the live show is us and my cat, who's
asleep. We put our only audience member to sleep. Wow.
He's such a good boy.
Another thing is it's nice to work with someone who is prepared. I've like improved.
Thank you.
If Maxim is anything, it's prepared.
Generally.
I'm punctual. I am not punctual.
Connor is unprepared, hard to get a hold of, and unreliable. No, what I appreciate about you is that you see the project through. You take the project seriously.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about, like, is he just not going to record? Like, it's, I think we both have an understanding of, like, this happens every week on Sunday we record.
Yes. And, like, I know I can fall behind or, like, look like I'm, like, I wait till the last minute, which is kind of my style. But, like, yeah, it's definitely nice because I've had projects where people are, like, all gung-ho, and then at the last minute, they're nowhere to be found, whether it's school or other projects. So it's just nice. If you're looking to make a podcast, find a partner who you know is going to get stuff done and not
disappear. You want consistency, and per the cliche relationship advice I always hear is a relationship should be 70-30 with both people trying to give 70.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, well, you definitely only give 30.
A relationship is 70-30, and you want to be the mooch. You want them to make the effort.
Man, I've been in that position too many times. I wrote 20 pages in less than 48 hours one time for a class because my group decided not to do anything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you wrote a 20-page love letter for a girl and she just broke up with you or something. That's what I was expecting that one to go. That's very your style.
That happened on New Year's. In the future from now, but in the past when you're listening.
Oh my God. Could you imagine you like have a 20-page love letter pre-written out for whatever girl you meet at a bar on New Year's?
Hey, do you have time to read this before midnight? You have 1 minute. Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of a...
Have you had a New Year's kiss in a while?
I did.
Last year? Stranger? Or no? Yes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was... Well, I don't think it was like at... It was like out at a bar. And it just... Like, I wasn't looking for one, but the person I was talking to seemed to really be interested. And then I was just like, oh, okay.
That's kind of fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun.
I will say that New Year's Eve for me is always a letdown.
Are you always looking for the kiss?
Not really, no. But, like, it's whenever no one... I feel like everyone that I'm friends with, Halloween is a strong point. It's like, yes, we got shit to do on Halloween. We're going to go out. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a blast. Nobody I know ever has anything going on New Year's. And just nothing ever takes shape for me.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm going to be going home to Denver and hang out with one of my good friends, Stephanie. We're just literally just going to watch movies and just chill.
That's the way to do it. I'm still unsure where I'm going to be. I meant to talk with you. I wanted to have a game night, potentially. And then I was like, wait, everyone's leaving town. And I was like, wait, no, only Maxim's out of town. And our buddy Andrew.
Yeah.
Who none of you know, so you know. You should get to know him. He's a good guy.
He's a nice guy, yeah.
And if he doesn't listen to our podcast, we're lying. He's mean. So listen to our podcast.
Yeah, we need to play some board games for sure. But I also need to write some comedy because I feel like shit about my material right now.
I've gone back to some real old stuff, like when I first started out, mm-hmm. and found a new twist, and oh, it's working.
Damn. See,
I feel like I'm in a groove right now where writing's going well, but I know very shortly that it will not, because that's the way it goes. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. And when it's bad, it's awful. And when it's good, it's not good enough.
See, I tend to write for like a couple hours, come up with like some good new bits I really love, perform them for 2 to 3 weeks, and then get depressed that I'm not making any new material. And then I fall back into where I'm right now on the 18th of December, where I'm like, I'm going to write and I'm not going to go out to an open mic because I need to just focus on this.
Yeah. It's a balance. Life is all about balances.
It really is.
We have, speaking of like resolutions, we have that coming up later. We're teasing. Yeah. Do we want to our ad sponsors real quick?
How are we doing? Gonna do some ads. This episode is brought to you by Uncle Max's Bean Slop.
Oh, Bean Slop.
I will be eating it at work tomorrow and the next day. Just tomorrow? Yeah. So if you happen to work with me and you want to try some of Uncle Max's bean slop, let me know. I will give you a chip and you can dip it in there.
I like how you're offering your meal for tomorrow, the 19th of December, when this will come out on January 3rd.
Yeah.
Perfect test for time travel.
Ooh.
There we go. If you figured it out, come visit us. Come visit Maxim.
Can you imagine inventing time travel and the thing you want to do is try some bean dip by an amateur podcast host? Unless we make it huge and we live in like 200 years, we're like historical like comedy icons or something, and they're like, you know, it would be funny as hell to go and try his bean dip, like he says in that one ancient record that we store in the temple.
So yeah, talking about more writing.
Yeah.
That's next.
Look, I'm so funny. I just need to write stuff down. It's ridiculous.
I'm really funny. People just don't laugh at me. Especially on stage.
Yikes. I'm really funny when the audience is all of my friends. All right. Next up. Got a sponsor.
I mean, I didn't want to forget them because they're very important.
Very important.
Very
important.
Who
are they?
They are wall paintings.
Oh.
Paintings not for viewing, like not for human visual pleasure, but for the walls. Oh. It's for the wall to enjoy. You put it on the wall, you know your wall is happy. Wall paintings. All right,
back to the show. I once described this show as an imaginary road trip that will take us an indefinite amount of time.
Yes.
Connor has decided that he would like to plan road trips for this episode.
And we're going to recap all the places we've talked about real quick.
Do you want me to just run through the list?
You do yours as fast as you can, then I'll do mine as fast as I can. So it's the place... Name of the place, town, state, and one fact, and I will time it on the watch I don't have.
Oh my goodness, hang on, let me highlight which ones are mine.
You're running behind.
You have a list, I put together a combined list.
Oh, I know which ones are mine, yours are the first ones.
Hang on, me highlight, that's good.
Do you want me to do mine while you're doing yours?
Yes.
You're highlighting? Okay, start the timers at home, folks. Tell me how fast I am. Okay, starting out with Hampstead, New Hampshire. Fun fact, it's where I grew up and the best crab rangoon around.
Just say the names, my God.
Traverse City, Michigan, home to the National Cherry Festival. Centralia, Pennsylvania, there is a fire burning underground. Skagway, Alaska, beautiful place in Alaska with stones that sit on the river. Regent, North Dakota, oldest continually running movie theater in the United States. The town of the city of Dawson, Yukon. That is where the sour toe drink is, the actual human toe that they put into drinks.
Highlight of the podcast episode.
Yes.
Two.
Oh my goodness. Lahaina, Hawaii, a beautiful destination in Hawaii with the 5 o'clock rainbow, where rainbows come up over the mountain around 5 o'clock almost every day. Christmas, Florida, the place with Swampy the alligator, an over 200 foot long alligator. Leavenworth, Washington. It looks like Bavaria, Germany. They decided to do that in the 1960s, only about 20 years after the end of World War II. Plymouth, Massachusetts, home of the first Thanksgiving. Virginia City, Nevada, which was home to the Comstock Lode, and it was the richest place in the world, I believe, in 1859. And Solvang, California, the place that looks like Denmark. And last but not least, Carmel by the Sea.
Oh, you didn't even do any of your lightning round episode.
Were we counting lightning round?
They're right there. You can read them.
Well, they're here. Let me see. Tallapalooza, Georgia, which has the stuffed possum drop. Princess Anne, Maryland, which has the muskrat dive on New Year's. Eastport, Maine, which has a sardine and maple leaf drop on New Year's. And then we have Harborwood, Michigan, which has the
birds.
Painted birds. You're not allowed to sell painted birds there. Nuclear, Colorado, where everyone has to buy a gun, and South Berwick, Maine, where you're not legally allowed to park in front of the Dunkin' Donuts. How'd I do on time, folks?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know.
That
was good.
Thanks.
All right, here we go. Speed run of mine. Okay, you ready?
Ready. Start the timers at home, folks.
Bluff, Utah, place with twin rocks. Guffey, Colorado, home of Paradise Cove, also called Guffey Gorge, and a meteor landed there. Alton, Illinois, home of the tallest man in history. Mm. Wow. Idlewild, California. Elvis shot a movie there. The modern Yosemite rock climbing scale is from there, and my friend Campbell lives there. Shout out to Campbell. Fort Benton, Montana. Home of Shep Forever Faithful. A rather, if you will, contrived tearjerker of a story. St. Malo, Louisiana. Not a town anymore, but was a town. Actually, the first Asian settlement in America. Founded by Filipinos. Bethpage, New York. Site of the creation of the Lunar Excursion Module for the Apollo missions. Langtree, Texas, home of a real piece of shit judge. Smith Island, Maryland, place with a crazy accent and a cool cake. Iron Mountain, Michigan, a big pump. Lakeside, Colorado, only remaining White City Amusement Park left in the United States.
Still, that name gets me every time.
I know. Eureka Springs, Arkansas. A place with some nice hot springs and some old Victorian style.
Eureka. Eureka.
No, Eureka. I know Eureka, but what am I, Eureka? Martinsville, Virginia. Furniture, sweaters, NASCAR.
NASCAR.
Taos, New Mexico. Oldest has a pueblo that is the longest continuously inhabited place in the United States. Over 1,000 years old. Point Roberts, Washington is a weird place where you have to drive through Canada to get there. As they call it, the best gated community in the United States because you have to drive through two borders to get there. Akwesasne, New York / Canada / Ontario / Quebec.
/ a bunch more stuff.
/ a bunch more stuff. Controlled by 8 governments at a time. Very sorry for those complications. Angle Inlet, Minnesota. The northernmost point in the contiguous United States. Nederland, Colorado. Home of Frozen Dead Guy Days Fest. Wabasha, Minnesota, home of the Grumpy Old Man Festival. Grumpy Old Men Festival. In Twinsburg, Ohio, home of Twin Days.
That's it. We've done, how many is that?
It's quite a few.
We've done we didn't count Elko, Nevada, which our friend Olivia did. But all in all, that's Maxim's counting. All I can think of is Iron Mountain, Michigan, town motto should be pump, pump, pump it up.
Oh my gosh.
What number are you at?
34. We've done 40.
40!
Including Olivia's guest town. We have 40. 40.
Wow. Think about that. 40 places you can visit on your virtual road trip. And saying that, Maxim, do you want to go first on where you would go on your virtual road trip if you could go to 5 places that we've talked about? Name the 5 places and why.
So I'm going to go ahead and I plan this as if I was actually going to drive this road trip and what route I would take. Not so much which things I want to see that I'm super stoked on, but like what I think would make a fun road trip.
Okay.
I would start in Smith Island, Maryland.
East Coast.
So of course, I would drive there.
East Coast girls are sick. I really dig the styles they wear. Nope. You don't know the Beach Boys?
I guess not.
Is it sick? Keep going.
Okay, so from New York City, I would drive down to Smith Island. And there's no roads to get there. So I'd take a boat and stay on Smith Island for a night and talk to some people and listen to their
just talk
voices.
And listen.
I'd probably look at a Smith Island cake because I doubt they're vegan. And I would be like, oh, I love the layers in that bad boy.
Wouldn't be like the white sauce at the... that's an inside joke for all of us.
Yeah.
White sauce has some egg because it has mayonnaise in it.
Yeah.
And so I was the benefactor of extra meat at a halal cart.
Yeah. I went to a halal cart and I was like, he's like, what do you want on this? And I was like, can I get hot sauce? And he's like, yeah. And he puts hot sauce in it. And I say, because he's got a bunch of squirt bottles behind him. I'm like, do you have tahini? And he says, he picks up a bottle. He says, this is like tahini. And he squirts it all over my food. And he's like, I'm like, there's no dairy in that. He's like, there's mayo in it. And I was like, well, shit, like, I can't eat that. Like, you said it was tahini. And he was like, no, it's like tahini. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
But fortunately, he didn't have to throw the food away because Connor ordered the same thing I did, just with lamb on top and white sauce. So it worked out.
Yeah.
But it's still stressful.
But I can feel you, I can, with that story, I can feel how uncomfortable the social situation is when obviously you come rolling into Smith Island as a major celebrity and they go, here's some cake. And you go, does it have white sauce in it? And they're like, just no.
Imagine biting into a cake and it's white sauce.
But it's
I learned here there's only two sauces for like Mediterranean food or halal food. It's white sauce, hot sauce. There's no other sauce in existence.
Interesting. The names are both very descriptive too.
Yeah, I think it's funny because I didn't realize how universal they were until I started going to more places, just like white sauce, hot sauce. Like, okay, wow. It's like ketchup mustard, I guess.
For the record, it's East Coast girls are hip in California girls, why the Beach Boys not sick.
Okay. All right, so from Smith Island, so New York City, head down to Smith Island, check out the cake, listen to the people talk. From there, I would go to Christmas, Florida. Why? Because I like the big alligator.
I really wish I had gone. I lived not that far from it for 6 months. You're looking at me like that was news to you.
I mean, it would be kind of cool to go. It's too bad you didn't know.
I know. It really would have. Maybe.
I was making a face because I was thinking about how far away my next town is from that place and how much of a drive it would be.
Well, you like driving.
I do. I love driving.
Yeah, so this makes sense.
So the next place is Bluff, Utah.
Huh. Okay.
I drove across the American South last year from Boulder, Colorado, down to Austin, Texas, all the way across to Tampa, pretty much along the coast. I loved it. Driving to the South is way better than driving through the Midwest.
Interesting. I've heard contradictory things from people who've like driven through Texas and all of that.
Okay.
You seem like a South yeehaw type of guy. Yeah.
Going through the northeastern corner of New Mexico and Texas until you get to Austin is brutal. It's empty. It's just like, it's like when we were in New Mexico, we drove like, I think, 6 hours to the corner of it. And at the very end, we finally hit a subway and it was like, oh my gosh, food finally. Jeez. Like,
that's just how desolate it is.
Yeah, but of course that was through like a weird corner. It wasn't like on the major highways, but yeah. So that part's a little rough, but like everything else to the south is like, it's really pretty. Louisiana is incredible to drive through because there's just so much water and so many trees. And like we went in November, so it wasn't very humid. It was actually really pleasant outside. It was like 60 and like dry, which was great, but really nice place. So I go from Christmas, Florida. I go all the way across the American South up to Bluff, Utah. Check out some rocks, maybe camp by the river.
Mm.
Enjoy that. From there, head to Idlewild, California, because I got to see my boy Cannibal. And from there, I would go up and finish off at Caramel by the Sea, California.
Oh.
Because that just seems like the cherry on top of a road trip. Like, I feel like any road trip I was going to plan for this episode would have ended up with me at Caramel by the Sea.
Wait, Carmel.
Carmel.
Right?
I don't know.
Pronouncers, you know.
It is Carmel.
Nice, great. Oh.
Good work.
Wait, I thought Carmel was south of Idlewild. Maybe I typed it in the wrong way on the map.
I don't know. I'd drive whichever way.
Oh, you didn't. Is my map still up? Because beautiful road trip. Beautiful. That's a lot of driving.
I get some good East Coast, get the whole American South. A little bit of Florida time, then head over to California.
Let's see. Idlewild to...
through the Southwest. It's like literally every flavor of America in that.
Carmel, let's see. Yeah, you got everywhere. I, on the other hand, with my road trip, would be a little different. Yeah, so Idlewild is south of Carmel. Carmel...
right, yeah, it's up by San Francisco.
So you would go Utah. So you'd go over from Utah almost like straight and then down. And then back... yep. Okay, well, I
love
it. Beautiful, beautiful road trip. Beautiful. I have also planned out a road trip because this is Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey. We're gifting each other these things. He didn't know that, and I don't have a job, so you know it's going to happen. Get ready, get a car. I look under your seat. Look.
There's nothing. There's my shorts that I wear to go to sleep.
It's an area filled with imagination. You're welcome. Okay, so I also have a road trip planned out. Recapping mm-hmm. on the theme of where we've been. So I would start, and I have it planned out. I want to go in late September.
Okay.
It's a 1 month road trip with one flight, and that'll make sense. So I want to go to the town of the city of Dawson in the Yukon Territory in Canada. We're going to start up north in late September because the weather's still all right. Once you get into October, you can kind of get into some nastier weather.
Yeah.
So start up there. I just need to see this place to believe it. Walk down their main strip, see Paris of the North, get the sourdough drink, and then I want to head on south from there.
Okay.
So it's like a 1-2 day stop. Next, I want to go to Leavenworth, Washington.
Good choice.
In early October.
Okay.
Because they have the Oktoberfest for 3 weekends. At least they did this last year. So that way I can partake in the festivities, get a real feel of what the town is like, have some fun, and enjoy. Then after a weekend of rip-roaring Oktoberfest in Leavenworth, where some people speak German, apparently, and I speak none, I will go, I maybe, if the timing's right, will meet up with you in Idlewild.
Ooh.
Mid-October. So after some fun, maybe some more drinking, go to Idlewild and go do some hiking. It seems like a beautiful place to mm-hmm. hike. A lot of mountains. And then you see the what is it? The paintings. What is it? The Kiowa Native Americans that... Kahiah is the pronouncer.
Oh.
Kawea, Native Americans, who have the pictographs mm-hmm. on the walls, on the stones, boulders. I'm just going to, you know, work off those extra calories. And then I'd pet the mayor dog.
Of course.
And then
Mayor Max.
Yes. And then I would go to another dog-friendly place, which is Carmel by the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
And this is now mid-October.
Okay.
And I would just, you know, finish my book, my 20-page love letter for next New Year's. Sleepwalk, just, you know, have some time to myself on this road trip, stay in a nice bed and breakfast. And then at the end of October, fly out to Hawaii to go to Lahaina.
Ooh.
For their massive
Halloween
party.
Nice. Oh, and I bet.
With a bang.
Like, Hawaii probably has incredible weather for Halloween.
Yeah.
You can actually wear whatever costume you want.
And I'm like working my way down south before the end of the beginning of the winter.
Nice. Good plan.
That's
it even includes timing. That's good.
That was, I don't know why, it just jumped into my head. I was like, well, I would want to see other places, definitely. But
yeah.
This seems fairly feasible.
Right.
And not a ton of driving, because we all know that I don't.
I'm going to say Yukon down to Idlewild, or... Well,
down
sorry.
To
Washington, that's still quite a drive.
Yeah.
But then that down to Idlewild is also quite a drive.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Where I would go.
What's the longest road trip you've been on?
I drove up the East Coast by myself this past.
How many miles? You know?
How many was it? I wish it's the entire East, however long the East Coast is. Couple thousand.
Nice.
Yeah, I was alone, but I did it in a couple of days because I needed to get up to New Hampshire for a job. But
gotcha.
Comment below, because this is a YouTube channel right now.
It is not.
Where would you go on your 5-stop road trip?
That we've talked about.
Yeah. Nowhere else. Nowhere else exists.
Don't get
on the
too
map.
Reckless.
Yeah. Man. Don't go to like Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Jeez. That's a city. It's too big.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, no cities for you. So, yeah, that's our road trip, living up to the theme. And then closing us off, what are your New Year's resolutions? Now we're looking forward.
Resolutions for the podcast.
For the podcast,
We talked about this earlier. Make more of an effort with Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring more guests on, and I want to have fun with the format. You know, I think when we it's good to have a format that we kind of stick to and we know kind of what to expect. But I almost feel like we could have a lot of fun with this if we just, we don't have to stick to a schedule. We can do whatever we want. Like, mm-hmm. we can have people on, we can do lightning round episodes, we can do just normal.
We can have the purge.
We can have the purge.
Just in the room, though. Democracy.
Pickles would win. yeah, I think we should just have more guests on, have fun with the show format, try stuff out. Like, we just kind of settled into a format pretty quick, and it's good. It's like a fun show to listen to. We get a lot of positive feedback, but we mm-hmm. can do all sorts of stuff and add stuff. I don't know.
Experiment.
We'll, yeah, we can more. Experiment with it. And I want to also challenge ourselves to find exciting places and dig into complex history. Like, okay. With that, don't be afraid of politics. So, like...
Oh, so what are your gun politics?
Gun politics? Okay.
I'm just kidding. That's the only, like, political thing we've gotten into.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, as far as, like when I was talking about Akwesasne, mm-hmm. like, with the native politics, like, stuff like that, like, I feel like we should make an effort to where if we read about a place and, like, some interesting political stuff there, we should make an effort to do it justice and talk about it.
I think also it'd be interesting, especially with places that where we don't identify, trying to either, this isn't on my list, but just jumping into my head, reach out to the people who live there.
Yeah.
Or in some way, or find someone in New York City mm-hmm. who might be in that area who could speak, like Olivia did about Elko. Like they have firsthand knowledge about a place.
Yeah. And that adds a lot. So that'd be good. And then. Lastly, I want to do places around the world.
Yeah.
So I think we should challenge ourselves to do like an episode that's only out of North America or just no US, no Canada.
Interesting.
And we like, you know, maybe do some place in Mexico, could be some place in Cuba, South America, Europe, doesn't matter.
Like a South of the Equator show. That'd be interesting.
That would be cool. So I think we should, that comes with the experimentation. I think because we're obviously American, it's easy for us to just do American stuff, but I think mm-hmm. we should push ourselves to try new places and find new things.
Well, that'll help the show because there's a finite number of places in the world,
right?
That identify as small towns,
right?
So, yeah, I think that's all good.
Okay, what are your resolutions?
I have the same one. Social media. But I want to have a concrete challenge where I want to challenge myself to make one creative thing for it every mm-hmm. week for the show.
Okay,
so it's like a concrete thing that I can actually look at and check off.
Right.
And we can do more than that. That's the minimum I'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think I talked a little bit about this before, but instead of like being goofy and like going for that cheap laugh, be like, oh, look at me. I didn't research the pronouncer quite again. I want to like be, for lack of a better term, a little bit more professional.
Yeah.
Come in and then like have some real zingers.
Some real zingers.
So just come in and because this is what I do.
Right.
This is what I should be doing.
Right.
I think is what I say, like audio yeah. stuff. So coming in with that and like showcasing this and making it a thing that I can really be like, look at this real professional. It's goofy. We have a fun time, but this is solid gold, platinum.
Yeah.
More than it's the richest place in the world. In 2020.
This bedroom.
Sure. This podcast.
This podcast.
Gold mine of information. And
I'm pretty pleased with how we've done so far.
And you know what? This will be a good test of people who want to keep listening to us.
Yeah, right.
Because they've just learned about all the insider stuff. It's not the normal format, but it's who we are.
Yeah, hopefully this didn't like put you to sleep. You got
Or listen to this episode before you go to bed. You're welcome.
Or listen to it and put it on repeat.
Repeat. Repeat. Repeat.
Yeah.
That's how it works, right? You just say it a lot and then it happens. It's like an Alexa almost.
If you guys just leave the episodes on and drive up our listeners, that would be great.
That would be neato. Cheating.
It would be cheating. It wouldn't be genuine and I would feel bad. Yeah. Do you have a final resolution?
I have a resolution for myself. By the end of 2020, I want to have a killer 15 minutes. That's the goal.
Damn. Okay.
That's a different goal. Final resolution for the show. No, I think like you said, being more creative, pushing a little bit more, and not that we haven't taken it seriously, but now that we have a grasp,
mm-hmm.
take it to that next step, figure out whatever that is, to keep it enjoyable, to keep it fun and, make it more entertaining for the listeners.
Nice.
Okay. Anything else you want to add?
My personal resolution, kinda. I want to make time to write. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take 2 days off every week where after work I just go to the gym and I come home and I write because I need to make more material. And that's, I just need to build up the discipline to actually sit down and do it, because the temptation is just like, do I go to an open mic?
Yeah, it's a social thing.
Yeah, it's so much easier to go to a mic than it is to write for me.
It feels almost like going to a mic is like, do I want to hang out with friends or do I want to get work done?
Right.
Even though you're doing both going to a mic, but it is a big social aspect. Right.
So I just need to sit down and I need to write. And I'm going to do that tonight, actually, after this show. But because writing pays off for me, and I know it's the only thing holding back me in comedy right now is me not writing. I need to more proactively write. So that's my thing. Just write, and get booked.
Well, comment below on your comment here where my finger's pointing with your New Year's resolution, and we'll share all of them.
Yeah.
And your social security numbers as well.
Make a vision board about your New Year's resolutions. If it's on a board and you look at it every day, you'll accomplish it.
That's why I look in the mirror every day.
And your goal is written across your forehead. yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's everything we got.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. If
hopefully you learned.
Far, yeah.
Learned a bit. It's a different format, but we're coming back swinging.
Yes.
In the beginning of 2020.
You better bet your ass we're going to come out with some hot content.
You better bring your contacts if your vision's not perfect.
You better bring your hearing aids.
Your headphones?
Your headphones. Oh. Your old style ear horn. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I say small, you say town, I say radio.
What about the stuff they should do?
Oh.
Follow us on Instagram. Do we need it? They sat through it at the beginning.
Instagram, Twitter, at STRadioPod. Email at smalltownradiopodcast@gmail.com.
Subscribe.
Subscribe, like,
comment, rate.
Leave a review, anything. We would love it. Thank you for listening.
Check out our other videos up here.
This is not a YouTube channel, but it could be one day. You can follow me at Maxim of Allen on Twitter and Asparaguts on Instagram. If you follow the podcast on Instagram, you can find both of us.
Oh, I also, we'll follow back. We'll do follow for follow. We haven't been as much before, but we definitely will. I've been starting to go through and follow back.
On the podcast page? Yeah. Okay.
We'll do follow for follow. Follow us, we'll
if
follow
you,
back.
If you follow me personally, I'll probably follow you back.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely 100% follow you back.
Okay. We're doing follow for follow. Get at us.
Yeah, yeah. Mine's at @KA_FIA_chain. You can find this all on the Instagram for the show, though. So that's more important. Okay, you ready?
Small.
Town.
Radio. Small
town
radio. All right.
All right.
I hate that. Okay. Bye.
Bye.